life.
What's up with that prayer life? Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
We are not here to bash, judge, or dishonor anyone, but we are here to talk about real problems and give a solution according to the Word of God.
Welcome to the Adrian and Music Box Podcast Show, Episode 3.
Let's talk real talk, where religion is moved out of the way, and we are talking about life and the true Word of God.
Y'all, we are so excited because the topic of this podcast is, what's up with that prayer life? What's up with that prayer life? You know, what we doing with it? What's going on with your prayer life? Are you praying? And what kind of prayers are you praying? And are you seeing what you've been praying for? We're going to talk about this on this podcast. What's up with that prayer life? On the Adrian and Music Box Podcast. We'll see you in a minute.
First time ever.
Wait a minute, is it him?
It's really him.
This is a special needs song. We hope that you move to it, you be blessed from it, out on all platforms.
We're back.
What's up with that prayer life? Comes from Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Let's talk real talk. Y'all, I want to talk about prayer. First of all, I want to know, why do you pray? What's the purpose of prayer for you? Like, is it something that you were just taught to do? Now God lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And when you grow up, are you still on that same prayer? Or have you elevated in your prayer because your relationship with the Lord has elevated? Now, I'm going to ask somebody this question. What's up with that prayer life? I'm going to start with Miss Toya Bronson.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look, hold up there, Pastor. You're going to be next. But we're going to start with Miss Toya Bronson. What's up with that prayer life? Why do you pray? What's the purpose of you praying?
Well, I feel like my perception of why I pray is to open real communication with God, to connect with God. And prayer can help us like process the thoughts and the actions that we choose. And also, we are kind of taken back by trying to confess and tell people what we're going through and ashamed of it. But I feel like we can confess our sins unashamed to God. We shouldn't be protected about our prayers to God. We pray because we need prayer. Prayer is very adamant and we need to do more of it. But why I pray because I know my Father in heaven is protecting me. And what I can't get from man, I can get from my Father.
Well, that's good. So what you can't get from man, you know that God is going to hear that prayer. And sometimes we go to God about them secret things that we don't want people to know about. You know, he wants us to come to him naked. Like, he wants us to just tell him everything. The Bible says that cast of all our cares unto him, and he'll take those cares because he loves us. That's our time to give everything to God and be honest about it. You know, I believe God can't do nothing with you if you ain't honest with him. You can't say you ain't got something and you know you got it. You know what I'm saying? So when we go to God and we pray healing for you know, whatever we asking him for, we're not honest with God. He can't do it. You know what I'm saying? God is God. He could do all things, but he wants us to come to him. He wants us to ask him because he said, if we ask anything, if we believe that we receive, then we can have it. So what are you asking God for? What are you praying for? Pastor.
Come on now, Pastor.
The coolest pastor that I know right now. Tell us, why do you pray? What is the reason for you? I know you being a pastor, I know you have a big reason why you pray. Because you are over people. You know, you're the shepherd of people. So why do you pray?
I pray because I know, well, you always know me. There's always a technical side, and there's always just a regular side. The technical side is to say, because grandmama and granddaddy taught us, and if you pray and the things that will come from it, and you know, the power that comes from it. But you don't really get a chance to experience that until the rubber meets the road, you know. Then you see what it really, really is. Then everything that grandmama and granddaddy and some of your pastors who you, you know, love and came under and your eyes were opened under, then you get a chance to see then what it really, really is.
Understand, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can say at first, I mean, like you said, now I lay me down and sit forever, you know, that those are cute, those are nursery rhymes, you know. And I think sometimes we get repetitive in little nursery rhymes like that, and it has no effect on what we're trying to address God with or for or a concern or a problem.
Get out my notes. Go ahead. Get out of them.
So to get to this part now, I now know the power of prayer. I now know what it is to pray. So I'm going to let you go a little further and then I'll jump back in.
All right, we got Miss Tia Johnson on board. Miss Tia, y'all, Miss Tia, she is over the praise and worship at Duels of the Word. She's one of the praise and worship leaders. She's also one of the youth leaders, and she teaches the youth. And she had this Instagram thing going on with prayer and her prayer life and her prayer closet. She's on, y'all. Okay, she's on with us, y'all. Now, Tia,
I'm trying to cook and do everything on the same time.
Oh, no, you're good.
Oh, share a plate.
You're good. 45 minutes, we got you. Tia, we're talking about prayer. You know, as children, we was taught that now God lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And as you become into an adult, you begin to grow in your prayer life if you're praying consistently. Mm-hmm. So I have this question for you. Why do you pray? What is the purpose of you praying?
I think for me, whenever I'm praying, it keeps me more grounded. So I think for me, especially for somebody who struggles with like mental health or just like being in the nursing field, I think that a lot of times when you're dealing with God's people, you need a lot of patience. You need a lot of love. You need a lot of joy. You know what I'm saying? So all of like the fruits of the spirit. So I think that me praying, it keeps me just level-headed, you know. It keeps me connected to God. It keeps me focused, and more than anything, it allows God to speak to me, because I know a lot of times when I'm praying, sometimes if I can't get something out that day, I let God do the talking, you know. Sometimes I just sit there, I'll be like, God, please talk to me. I've separated myself, I'd have put some time to the side, like, tell me what you're saying. I don't want to fumble the ball here, you know.
Yeah,
that's my reason.
Okay, now for me, I feel like I pray for guidance. The reason why I pray, because I know that this is a journey for the believers to fulfill whatever purpose God has for us here on earth. So when I pray and I ask God for guidance, because, and then I pray and I ask God to forgive me of the things that I know, because I want to come before God clean. I want to come before him in the right manner, you know. And that's why the Bible gives us a template of how we should pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, like, those are the things that we, that's like a template. Now, you don't stay there,
foundation.
You go further. Yeah, you go further with it. But I pray mainly for guidance for myself, because I know, Adrian, And you make me mad enough, I get off. So I pray to stay on, you know. And then I pray for guidance with my family. I pray for guidance with my, you know, where we want to serve at, or you know, when it comes down to church, I pray that God, you guide me to the right pastor. You know, you continue to help me understand the word that he's teaching. So I pray for understanding. I pray for guidance. I pray for forgiveness. I pray for protection, because I don't want to come to God. I don't want to continue in the way that I am. Even now, I still go to God with things that I know I got to work on. I know, because the Bible talks about praying amiss. I know it's plenty of times I have prayed amiss, like, God, get them. God, they made me need you to get them. Or I keep repeating something because I'm thinking God go magically do it. God, heal. You know, that's like praying amiss. You know what I'm saying? And the Bible talks about that. So, you know, I pray because I ain't gonna lie, I need them. That's the whole thing. I pray because I need God, and I cannot make it on this life journey without him. He's everything. He guides us. He's everything that I need to make it. So daily, I pray so that I can get from him what I need to help me on this journey for him. Because like Tia said, y'all, when you dealing sometimes with people, you got to make sure you pray to keep yourself together. Because folks can take you there sometimes. They can take you there. And you want to respectfully always represent Christ in everything that we do, you know. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, it is hard. It's very, very hard. So.
I pray to keep me off of you. Huh? I pray to keep me off of you.
I know, right? y'all, I mean, we laugh. But y'all, it can go there. It can really go there. And I think. We pray because we need God. Everybody that says something, the whole circle of it is because we need God. Now let's talk about how to pray. Some things that we may pray for and that we don't see it. Like me, I've been praying for Judah for almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years this month, y'all. That God heal him, that he make him whole. That he's walking right, that he's talking. I've been praying this consistently every day for 20 years. What do you do when you pray and you haven't seen what you prayed for? How do you keep yourself right? How do you keep, because it's sometimes for some people, that's why they stop, because it can get frustrating. So when you pray, and I'm going to start with you, Pastor David, it's you. When we pray and we don't see what we praying for, what does that mean when we pray and we are not seeing what we are praying for? Pastor Damon.
Well, I'm going to say this. When you said you were praying for Judah for 20 years and you're not seeing.
No. I see. Let me fix it. I see God. I see what he's doing every day. But some of us want this magical prayer.
Yes.
He just 100% heals. And we don't want to go through the process of it. We just want to pray, but we don't want the process. Oh, that's good. We want to pray, but we don't want the process of the prayer. So what do you do when you're not seeing? Because I believe that's what stops people from praying. They pray, and they get discouraged because they don't see what they've been praying for. What do you do?
Well, I was going to use Judah as an example.
When you said that
you're praying. And as we get older and we pray more, prayer is like a muscle. I used to refer to prayer as being like Lou Ferrigno on steroids. For those who don't know who Lou Ferrigno is, he's the Incredible Hulk back when they had the TV show on.
Yeah, say that.
that's Lou Ferrigno for those who don't know.
I got you.
And prayer is like a muscle, and you have to exercise that muscle. And I'm not picking on you, but I'm pretty sure when you were younger, you probably said, Lord, I'm not seeing what you want me to see because you wanted it your way. Most of the time when we pray, we want it our way. This is not McDonald's. The Bible is not Burger King. You can't hold the letters, add the cheese, add an extra patty. Nah, it don't work like that. And a lot of times that's how we want it. And sometimes I like to use the scripture over and over and over again. The Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. God doesn't think like how we think. Yep. And he doesn't see mm-hmm. things like how we see things. So, you know, with that being said, is you have to build that prayer life. And when you don't see it, you keep on praying, you know.
Right.
Keep on praying. Until you see, you know, the evidence of what you're praying for manifest. And sometimes we jump the gun, you know.
Right at the breakthrough. Yep.
Yeah, that's just like saying if you say, Lord, you know what, I don't have but so much, you know, money. Lord, I gotta make it through to this week to get to Friday and pay these bills. You asking for gas money the week before on a Tuesday, you know, and it's like you got a tank full of gas. So, you know, it's like, okay, you know, my child, you really don't need it yet. So just go ahead and keep on pushing, keep on relying on me, and keep on praying to me. Yeah. And I'm gonna get you what you need. You just do your part, I do my part. So a lot of times we kind of jump the gun on a lot of things and then we mess it up. I see an old pastor say, you know, we like to give things to God and then turn around and take it back.
Amen, 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 amen.
Yeah, then when it doesn't go right, then you get mad at God and you're looking at him like, God, this is your fault. And he's like, nah, you gave it to me, but you took it back. And I wasn't going to forcefully take it back from you. So I figure after a while, you'll come back to me and say, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, here it is again. And
in other words, we cast that care to God. Then we say, I'm going to take that.
Yes.
Give me that back. Okay, God, yeah. I ain't ready for that. So give me that one back.
It's us, really. I mean, when you really, really think about it, you know, a lot of things that we are involved in or we put ourselves in, it's us, you know. Mm-hmm. You always want to blame it on God. I got a running joke. I always say that God and the devil, sometimes he's sitting down and the devil say, yeah, see, God, they blame that one on me, but that wasn't me.
What do you mean? You know?
Because we do things on our own because we have the free will. We're free will beings, you know. Yeah. We're not controlled by anything. You know, so a lot of things when you really, if you're really looking at it and getting deep down with yourself, you look in yourself and say, Lord, you know what? This is me. So I have to do some changes. Minister Carolyn Warren preached a sermon one time at Mount Carmel, and that thing stuck with me all these years later, you know. And she said she had an issue with, she thought it was other people. And she would pray for God to fix them, to heal them, to do this to them. And she said the spirit one day told her, nah, you work on yourself. So she said she had to then turn her prayer life around to now talking about herself. And that never left me all these years, 15, 16 years ago, that never left me. That sermon never left me. So I then started to develop a prayer life of, Lord, work on me. You can do what you want to do to me. But then I still have to say, Lord, work on me. What is it that I'm doing? Correct me, fix me, you know, renew in me, let me project you the way that you want me to, you know, project you. So I think it's kind of all us. That's my outlook.
So it's us. Tia Johnson, what do you think when you have prayed and you have prayed? And you have prayed, and you may see a little bit of what God is doing, but you're like, God, I need this. What is it? What do you do when you prayed and prayed, and you haven't seen those things that you have asked God for? What do you do?
I think something that even my weight loss journey has taught me is God's timing is always the best timing. So I know a lot of times I'll be praying for certain things and I'll be like, God, can I just have this? Or like, you know what I'm saying? Even like a certain amount of money, just so many things. And I had to realize that even sometimes, just for me in my life, that maybe I wasn't mature enough to receive those things that God was trying to build me up for in that season. And I remember even like just sometimes, like I would get up every morning and I would just be walking. My favorite scripture was Philippians 4:13. Everybody knows that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I remember just never like just remember feeling so discouraged, like, God, like, I'm drinking a gallon of water. I'm doing all of these things. Like, I'm trying to eat healthier. I'm cooking. Like, where is the evidence? And, you know, even just in that journey, I feel like in those moments when God is not giving you the things that you want in that very moment, and you begin to be patient, God exposes other things to you. Like, in those moments, I learned self-discipline. So, and in those moments, how I mean it is, like, you'll be praying for one thing and God will bless you with another. Like, it was like self-discipline. If I could have this self-discipline enough to say, no, I'm not going to eat after 8 o'clock, then that means I could have self-discipline enough to say, hey, you're not going to treat me this way, because you know why? I'm a child of God. And, you know, I was even, I love that you were saying, like, God is processing. And, you know, I'm extra. So I went and looked up the definition. It was saying, like, it's a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve an end goal. And I think that's how God works a lot of times, is God is trying to get us to a bigger purpose. He's trying to get us to the goal, you know, which is to be a disciple for the kingdom. But how can we do that if we can't even give a testimony to other people to say, hey, no, I've been where you've been. You got to keep going.
Yeah.
You literally got to keep praying. Like, you literally, I see you get discouraged. You know what I'm saying? But you literally got to keep going, because you know what? Why? Do you remember what God did last time and the time before that? And that's something that even reminds me to this day. Like, I'm like, man, I like Ty Gibbs said, I seen it with my own eyes. I seen it in my own life. He is a promise keeper. So you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things where it's just like, when you really begin to tap into who God really is, you know that if he does not give me that, then he got something better for me.
So in other words, we just gotta trust God.
Trust God.
We gotta trust him. When we pray, we gotta just trust him. And y'all, let me tell you, Tia, I'm gonna come back to you, because I want to hear, because I believe you got smoke. But let me tell you, I used to always say, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. I mean, but I was real religious with it. I'm gonna be honest with you, because that's what I was taught. You trust God. But y'all, my true trust came when my son came. And I remember, the Lord had already told me the day before he was a gift, and that I was supposed to take care of him. The day before, I even had him. And when he came, he was 1 pound. And I was like, God, that was like no gift. Like, what is going on? This child can fit in your hand. Like, he tiny. And then they was telling me all the stuff that was wrong with him. And I remember praying. I was like, God, you know, why me? Why you gave him to me? And I remember the Holy Spirit said, just as I'm talking to y'all, either you trust God and he live, and you don't and he die. We got to get to that place where, just like the Lord said that we trust God, like, just like that. Oh, you know, I was like, God, I trust you, because I want this child. I trust you, you know. And in that, I learned what real trust was. Real trust is not, to be honest, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. Real trust is faith. Knowing that God is going to do what we've asked him to do. If we just wait it out, if we just hear him and trust what he say. That's like me telling you, Tia, I'm going to give you $100 Friday. Well, it's Monday. Every day you ask me, you still going to give me that $100? You still going to give me that $100? And that's what we do when we pray. Sometimes we still ask God, God, I thank you, God, you still gonna give that to me, God, you still gonna give it to me, until it happens. And God wants us to trust him with our prayers. He wants us to be able to come to him as our father. I know for a man, for men, they like to know that you can depend on them. Am I right?
Yeah.
Like, if you say you're gonna do something, you do it, right?
Yes, sir.
So men like for you to depend on them. And, you know, when you have a child, that's a father. So fathers want their children to really depend on them. So, Tia, you can finish out your thing. What else you got to say? I know you got something else to say, girl. Go on, say that thing.
I have learned, like you said, that God is my father, and I can depend on him. So if God told me that he's going to do something, he's a man of his word, and he's going to do it. Oh, period.
Toya, Miss Toya, the wise Toya, go ahead and tell us, Miss Toya. When you prayed for things and you prayed and you don't see, because I know your testimony, I know it. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do when you've prayed and you've prayed? This is for the person that's out there that's praying and they discouraged. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say this. Based on the experience that I had coming up, and true enough, we were taught to pray and all of that, and you know, you didn't get a real understanding, but the place in my life and my walk with God is so gracious and he's so merciful with me, and he really protected me in places that I know I shouldn't have been here today. I just want what God promised. Mm-hmm. I want what he promised me. Yep. And if that's what he promised me, whatever it is, I'm going to seek him. And I'm going to continue to seek him. And I'm not going to stop praying because it didn't happen yet. It ain't ready for him to happen yet. When he gave me my husband, that is a prime example of what I said. When God knew his time for me, because I had given up, but he hadn't given up on me. He said, I'm going to give you what I have for you. But you got to wait, because I got to do a little bit more work on it. And he had picked him. And when he gave him to me, he knew I was prepared and ready. So I'm definitely, I believe that if you seek him and you follow him and you believe in him and you trust him with all your understanding. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to do, is trust God with all your understanding, because everything is going on. You got storm after storm, people dying and all of that. But I believe that he definitely doesn't give you secondhand information. It's coming straight from the source. So I can trust when he tells me something in my spirit, I trust that he is over me and covering me. I don't stop praying. So for those that don't, that get discouraged, and it's something that you're seeking from God, God has something for you. He knew you before you were developing the womb. And whatever it is you're asking him, like you said, he wants you to come to him. Give it to him and let it go. We hold on to it because we want to divide our prayers. I want to just give him this much right here because I'm going to handle this over here.
Yep, yep.
But this right here, I'm going to give it to him. And that's not what he wants. He wants all of it. So that's why I say that even when I pray and it doesn't happen when I want it to, or doesn't, and I don't see any results, I see other results. Because even though I'm praying, let's say I pray for a car. I'm praying for a car because my car is about to go down. And yet God will turn around and bless somebody around me with a car, and the car that they have, that they, there's nothing wrong with, they'll turn around and donate and give to me. But I'm praying God for this car. He didn't say that he was going to give it to me in the form that what I asked for. He going to give it to me in what I need, what he feels that I need, and I'd appreciate it. So I tell anybody, don't give up on praying on God. God has got you. Man will fail you every time, but when you seek God first, he going to take care of you. You protected just like Allstate. You in good hands.
Ooh, like Allstate. We'll be back after this commercial.
Music by Sean Kelly.
So pretty like Baba, yeah. Set on fire, yeah. Things what I do, I'm on fire, yeah. Set on fire, yeah. Love is like his name is my desire, yeah. Set on fire, yeah. Everything changed when you call his name. One, 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 one. Set on fire, yeah.
We're back.
That when people pray, then they don't get the answer, then they go to something else. So everybody on the earth that's a human being, the Bible said every man that's born of a woman, is life is full of trouble. Saying that every human being, every mankind on the face of the planet has a dilemma. And then they don't have control over their dilemma. And Mike said that sometimes people are going to pray and they don't get the answer. And so since they don't get the answer, they run to something else. So people start running to other entities. Yeah. Other religions. Yeah. They start participating in voodoo. Say, why? What? Because they have a dilemma and they want power. Uh-huh. They start practicing witchcraft. They start wearing these charm necklaces. They started burning sage. And they call it prayer, but their prayer is associated now with the ritual, which opens up the avenue of demonic I want to say possessions, but other demonic entities to get involved in their life. And these demonic entities know they are watchers. So they know everything you want, desire, need, have to have, and they will perform these things for you just so you can believe in them and say that it works. And this is what the world run to. You got something you want to say?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Matthew 26 and 41. That was one of the ones I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
But it says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation.
Whoa.
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Weak. Yep.
So that goes along with what you are talking about. That prayer. Go ahead.
No, I was saying correct. Go ahead.
Yeah, but prayer actually helps with when it talks about lest you enter into temptation. A lot of times we don't even know, we don't see temptation before it gets there.
Yep.
And prayer and prayer will actually shield you from that temptation. So prayer is so important, because not only do we pray about what we see, we pray about what we don't see. God is so awesome that even when we pray, he hear our prayers, but God is like, okay, they touched it. So let me touch the thing, the unnatural thing, because we pray for the natural. Most of the time we pray for the tangible things, but the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual principalities. Correct. You know, and that's what God does. Like Jesus is so awesome. He interprets our prayer to God. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we'll pray, God, protect us. Yep. Jesus will say, the enemy is there. I need you to put your head of protection around him. You know, like, we don't see the spiritual things. We only see the natural things.
Right.
So that was one of the scriptures I wanted to talk about.
Wow.
Because Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray.
Mm.
Watch and pray.
Right.
What type of eyes are we talking about?
The
spiritual eyes. And pray. We need to ask God to give us spiritual eyes to see what's going on, so we will know what to pray about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we have go ahead.
And also, it's crazy, because that scripture also says something that these demonic entities also know that they need a body to dwell in to perform these demonic activities. So whatever happens in the spiritual realm, it takes place in the spiritual realm first, and then it comes into the physical realm, the tangible. So when we pray, we have to pray for discernment, that we have our eyes watching God move. Because if you pray, God had already filled you with the ability for any way of what you're going to pray about, because God hears what you consider. So before you even pray, he already knew from afar off what you was considering before you spoke it. And most of the times we pray amiss, because we already have the ability of what we pray for. We just don't have the discernment to really see it. So the enemy knows this, because you become a threat when you begin to pray. And he needs somebody, vessel, to inhabit, to come to you and be like, hey, you trying to do what? Yeah, man, you can wear this crystal and burn this sage. Then you can do this. It works. I got a cousin. Come on. I can show you. Let's do it for free. They will teach you how to perform demonic prayers before somebody, you know what I'm saying? They teach you how to pray and pray to God. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And then Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the spirit also helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the spirit himself makes intercession for us with groans which cannot be uttered. And that's exactly what we was talking about. We was talking about us praying, but we not knowing the spiritual side of it. We pray in the natural. That's why that what you said earlier, with the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come.
Right.
Thy kingdom is the spiritual side. Thy will be done. So we're praying in the natural, to God, spiritual, come on, that natural. So can do those things that we need
perform
to do in
this earth. Yep.
So that's another scripture I wanted to touch. Then Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God.
That's right.
Now, I wanna talk about being anxious. Why the Bible says it's not good to be anxious? Because anxious. When you anxious for something, you quick for it to happen, yeah. or you want it to happen right now. So I'm anxious. Right. I want it now. I want to see it now. I'm anxious right now. But the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything through prayer and supplication, let our requests be made known. Okay? The word in Hebrew for supplication is chanin, which means to make a petition or a plea or seek favor. So the Bible says that we need to be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and making a petition, a plea, or seeking favor with thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is important in prayer. Thanking God for who he is, for what he's done. Not just praying it, pleading it, making a plea, but thanking God for it. And that's called faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That is faith. So not only do we pray and we make a plea, but we are thankful of it. It says, and let your request be made known unto God.
Right.
Man.
Right.
You can't tell me God won't answer your prayer when it lines up, first of all, with his word. Right. Because he's not going to do anything because you talked about it. He's in this thing. He can't do anything but what his word allows him to do.
Exactly.
So we need to make sure we are praying God's word.
And you know, one thing about that is, he said, don't be anxious for nothing. And, you know, we human, right? And there have been plenty of times in my life when I prayed, God, Lord, please. And, you know, and then, Lord, you're moving too slow. I got it. Because I'm anxious for the answer. And what I do is whatever God was preparing an overflow for me, I wanted what I prayed for. God preparing the overflow, that means whatever I prayed for, he wanted not only it to affect me, but multiple people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm anxious. I want it now. And God is like, don't be anxious like that. Be thankful for it. Thankful for everything that you have. Everything that you have, be thankful for that. And don't be anxious. God be working. If you could pray for something today that you really have a heart desire. And it may take 5 years for you to get it. Because God is preparing people, not to just people, but developing character for you. I have prayed, Lord, just give me $1 million. I swear, I'll do something for the homeless. I'll do all that. Did I get the million? No. But you know what he taught me? That in his kingdom, is a thing of commonwealth. And we are as rich as the king. I actually was lowballing myself. That's why
you said my brain. What is the true riches? Let's talk about what the true riches of God is. It ain't money.
The true riches
is favor. It's peace. It's joy. It's love. It's joy. I mean, because have you ever seen a couple? They ain't had nothing. Nothing. But they the most happiest joke you can. You can't tell them they ain't rich.
Because
they're rich in Christ. Because they know who they are. They know that whatever they need, God is going to provide. They know. It's knowing. It's knowing that you can get what you need from God to on this journey that he has for you. Go ahead.
And then when you pray and you praise, your praising is showing admiration and worship. Thanksgiving. And that's Thanksgiving. I prayed for this. I ain't got it yet, but I'm so thankful. And I'm going to praise and worship you before what you have done already. If you don't do nothing else, you're still going to get my praise and my glory. That's anyway. But and then the thing what I was talking about earlier is about purpose. And you can have people that are successful in life and have everything they want. But if you live a life, the worst tragedy you can ever experience is to live a whole life without purpose.
That's it.
You can acquire everything in the world and have fulfilled your own plans. But without God, you have no significance and you will die a miserable person.
That's it. You can
be a person that knows purpose and don't have everything, but know purpose and be the happiest person. Thank you.
Not have everything tangible, but have everything.
Have everything.
Let me tell you, you can only understand that spiritual to not have in the flesh everything, but have everything. That is an internal thing that comes from God.
Yeah,
you know. Because let me tell you, I tell people all the time, favor is better than money.
It is. It really
is. Oh, let me tell you something. It's people that work every day. They work as hard as they can. Hard as they can, and it still don't pay the bills. But when you have favor, God says it's already done. When that favor is there, it's already done. I've already provided. Right. You don't have to worry about it. I'm going to give you what you need. Right. I got you.
And you got people that would pray to God, and they only know the hand of God, but not the character of God. But if you actually know the character of God, for one thing, you will know and understand purpose. And you will really desire more of God and His will, which will be tied into your purpose more than just praying for His hands. And a lot of people pray for God's hand, but never really want His character. Or no, will understand who He is as a God. And they would chase tangible things. And they would destroy themselves. If I asked God for $1 million at the time I asked Him, I would have destroyed myself with it. And God said, no, I'm going to teach you something. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to show you something. And by the end of the day, the little small portion, $1 million, what you asked for, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to give you something that's way greater than that.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you talk about asking God for things and just asking and asking. And then I ask myself, would I want somebody, every time they come to me, always be asking me for something? How would you feel if every time? How would you feel if every time somebody, only time they call you, only time they talk to you every day, every day? Hey, Sean, can you give me $1,000? Hey, Sean, can you give me $100? Sean,
I need you to give me. Available.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. I know God ain't like man, but I know sometimes they tap out. Like, okay, y'all. You asked me.
Our spirit don't have a mandate on the earth. So when God said let them have dominion, only mankind have dominion. Every spirit has to leave. When you die, your spirit has to leave, because you would be here illegally if your spirit was still on the earth. You understand what I'm saying? So prayer is communicating with God in the spirit, because we're mankind and we want God to intervene in our life every day. My prayer when I pray is, Lord, I invite you into my day. People always say, Lord, order my steps. But you have to invite Him into ordering your steps. And that means you have to have a flow of communication with God for your steps to be ordered. Let me say something. Let me say something about
I got something to say real quick. So do you think we pray according to our purpose?
You will.
Ooh, so that means so that means every prayer is different. Because every purpose ain't Toya's purpose. Y'all may not have the same purpose. I have Judah's part of my purpose. So you may not pray the same things. We pray according to our purpose.
Yep. And then the people that come along.
That's good.
The people that come along in your journey is going to be different from mine. They're going to be different from Toya's and Pastor. But some of these people will bring opposition. And then these people will force you to pray because of how they treat you. And this prayer will develop character on your journey. That's what I'm saying? When you talk about praying for your enemy, when you pray for your enemy, you're creating character. All y'all walked in love when y'all said y'all had to pray for somebody who did something to you. It developed character. You understand what I'm saying? And then also it developed your relationship with God. And then sometimes people in the world want to see you react a certain way. So I told y'all about those Christians. But if you walk in love, people will just see God in you. Man, I did this and did that to her. And then I did that to her son. And she told me she loved me. I'm confused. What kind of power is this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want what she got. And then we talk about God will make your enemies your footstool. It's not walking on them. A footstool is, it elevates you up. You go up every time you take a step. So your enemies develop character for your journey to rise a little higher and be a little better.
Shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is another beautiful day that the Lord has made. Today, I figure I would extend Dress Down Sunday again today, because I know friends and family and people are coming out from different places and different locations. So today, if y'all want to come on down to Anavesta Missionary Baptist Church, down here at 6709 Highway 162 in Hollywood, South Carolina, come on down. come on, praise and worship with us. You don't have to worry about what you got on.
We're back.
What I'm saying is that Jesus only spent moment with mankind, and then they was healed. But the disciples went out there and they began to do the same thing what Jesus did. Prayed, and they would go out. And they tried to heal the blind, heal the sick, cast out demons, but they couldn't. And then they went back to Christ and when they was having supper, and it was like, I mean, Peter, them, and the disciples would spend hours on trying to cast out demons, but they couldn't. And then they would go to Jesus and while they was eating supper, and they'd be like, Master, why we couldn't cast out the demons like you did? And he was like, have y'all been watching me like what I did? Have y'all not watching? So and y'all don't understand that Jesus spent 4 hours with God, 1 second with mankind. Mankind spent 1 second with God, 4 hours with mankind. Yeah. So Jesus prayed for healing, not for himself, but for people. So he prayed because he was doing the will of God, purpose, remember?
So
he wanted to impact the people with God's government. So Jesus went out. He spent all the time with God and was equipped with power from God to impact people with his government. Peter them didn't. When we pray, we need to pray that his government, his kingdom influence the earth. If you want to heal somebody, get that power from God, that authority from God by spending time in prayer of healing. Yeah. And then when you go out, you spend more time with God, less time with man. You're doing God's will. He will equip you because you're doing his will. And when you pray to man, you got to spend but a second with mankind.
Purpose prayer. So purpose prayer ignites power. When Jesus came and he went up into, when he went to go pray, he purposed to go pray because he knew what he needed to continue on in the journey that God had for him to do. So our prayer needs to be purposed. I remember getting up at 3 o'clock every morning. Oh, y'all, that means I went to sleep at 2 and got up at 3 and still prayed. And it seemed like it changed my whole day. The whole day was changed. So when you pray purposely, that's why he told the disciples, you can't even pray for an hour. The ones that he brought, you can't even pray for 1 hour. I purposed this time for us to pray. Because let me say this, if they would have stayed up and prayed, what would they would have gotten? Purpose. You know what I'm saying? So purpose prayer ignites power. When we pray to God, it gives us the power to continue on doing those things that God has called us to do in life. You know what I'm saying? In this journey. Maybe in that next day, we don't know what the enemy has set up for us. And y'all, if we don't pray and ask God for protection, that leaves the door open.
Yep.
Prayer closes the door on the enemy. When we don't pray, it leaves the door open for the enemy to come in and play with your day. Play with whatever you are believing God for or whatever that day has come to be. So prayer is super, super important. Pastor Damien?
Yes.
Pastor Damien, I want to hear from you. Because you're so humble. I love it. You keep it back. You cool, man.
Agent the Music Box. Bring you out. All platforms.
Y'all, let's talk about how do you pray for those people that have done you wrong? How do you pray for the people that have messed you over, lied on you, maybe did something far more worse than that? I remember I knew somebody and they, in other words, their whole family got murdered. And it was that time to go into the courtroom. But the first time you've seen the person that did that to your family, how do you pray for them? I say, first, forgiveness has to be key. You got to first forgive them. Even if, and I was talking to Toya earlier, I was telling her, forgiveness is a process. You know, people think sometimes, I just think it's not natural for the most deepest hurt that can happen to you that you automatically just be like, bling, forgiveness is there. Now, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. And also it says, faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. And a lot of times, I remember when something happened to me and I had to forgive because I wanted to be pleasing to God because that's what he told us to do. But not just that being pleasing to God, it has to be in your heart to do it. And I remember it was a time that I had to tell myself every day when I heard him, when I saw him, I forgive him. I forgive him, Lord. I forgive him. I forgive him. I know faith coming by hearing. I forgive him no matter what my flesh want to do, because in his flesh dwells no good thing. You know, I had to keep telling myself, like, I forgive him, God. I forgive him. And as I kept telling myself through time, forgiveness was set in place, and I could see him, I could look at him, I could whatever, and forgiveness was there. You know, I didn't have nothing in my heart, nothing against them, but I believe first you got to have forgiveness in order to pray for somebody that has truly done you wrong. And then once you pray, y'all, you can't pray God get them. You can't pray God do them like they did me, you know, because the flesh want to say that. And I'm just being honest. It's been times I have somebody did something to me, y'all, because I'm a nice person. I try to treat everybody good. But they just did it. They just did something to me. So I had to ask God, like, God created me a clean heart. Renew me a right spirit so that I can be who you want me to be. Because right now, I'm angry. And this is the thing. We think that we can't go to God and tell him that we're angry. People think that you can't go to God and tell him how you really feel. You can. The Bible says that you can be angry but sin not. So you gotta be honest and real with God. That's the only way he gonna help you. In other words, you gotta be honest and real with God. But how do you? There you go. There go Sean Kelly. How do you pray for those that have done you wrong? Let's start with Pastor Damien.
I figured you would go there. Oh boy. First of all, I believe to get to that point, we've had to have some kind of relationship with God. Some kind of relationship with God.
Give me that. I took that.
You can't get to that point of forgiveness without having some kind of relationship with God.
You are right. Man.
And that comes with the Holy Spirit, actually. And there's been times where I've had some things done and said, and I went to a meeting, and it was crazy because when I walked through the front, I mean, I was on fire. From the house there, I knew what I was going to say. I knew what I was going to do. If somebody said something, I was going to punch them in the throat. I'm just being real. I mean, I was hot. I was heated. And when I got to the door to unlock the door, because nobody was there, I beat everybody there. And when I went to go in and sit and wait for everybody, everything that I wanted to do, everything I wanted to say, it went away.
And the Lord said,
I was looking at it like, today, I'm supposed to say something and do something, but I can't remember what it is. And I think that was the whole, well, I don't think, I know that was the Holy Spirit.
Hey.
Because if I did it my way, it would not have turned out right. So to get to that point, you got to have a relationship with God, which requires the Holy Spirit, in order to get to that point. Now, you will still remember. You're not going to forget, but you can forgive that, because God is the one that let him deal with that person, fight the battles, deal with everything else. So for us who are in Christ, that's how we ought to or should deal with that situation. Now, for those who are not in Christ, they're not going to have that relationship. They're going to fire off. They're going to catch whatever they catch you at, you, your grandmama, your turn, they're going to get you because they don't have that relationship with God. Yeah. So it's a difference when you're in Christ and difference when you're not in Christ.
Yeah. Sean Kelly.
So when we talk about prayer, we first have to understand the reason of it. And when we talk about prayer, we first got to understand purpose, because purpose is a reason why a thing exists in the first place. So if we have prayer, then there has to be a purpose for it. And really, purpose, understanding purpose, is one of the most important things in your life that you need to really understand. So purpose, it means the reason why a thing exists, the reasoning of creation. And we have to understand what purpose. So I'm put this way. In the book, and I have wrote the scripture down, if you don't mind me reading, but it is important that I get it. Oh, and I want to say this in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, and the verse 21. And the scripture reads, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. In another translation, many are the devices in a man's heart. And the word plans and purpose, one reason why this scripture is there, because God is more concerned about his purpose than your plan. So if he have a purpose, then God has an original intent. If I record myself walking on water on social media, it would make me popular and famous. I would be that guy.
1 million views.
Thank you. I would be that guy. And the disciples saw Jesus do all these things. But guess what? It was only one thing that they was concerned about. Master, what is it that thing you do when you walk off by yourself and go up to the mountains? What is that thing? Prayer. Prayer. Teach us that thing. Teach us prayer. Not walking on water, not healing the blind, not raising the dead, but teach us how to pray. Meaning, prayer is mankind giving God permission to intervene on the earth. God cannot intervene on the earth, not that he lacked power, but he can't intervene on the earth because he said it. So he need mankind. So God said, so when you pray God's will. When he said, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven.
Thy Jesus kingdom said this, come. In God, other words, Jesus, you said, thy kingdom come. That's in the prayer. So we pray that God's kingdom come so that we can get what we need from him. That's why that's it. That's very, very important.
That's important.
Us how to pray.
Yeah.
And it goes and it aligns with everything you just said. We have to ask him to come down. His kingdom.
So you have to yield. You have to yield yourself, because God needs mankind. There, God didn't do anything in the Bible without a human, because he trapped himself in his own word and he had to honor it. Because if he didn't, then mankind would not trust him.
The Bible God says heaven and the earth will pass away before his word returns unto him void.
Right.
So if that would have happened, there wouldn't have been no heaven and no earth. So God has to abide by his word so he can be God in our lives.
So he can be God.
Go ahead, Miss Toya. He done do what he do. Go ahead, Toya. You can do it.
I don't even know what to say now. Because he just ate it up, chewed it, swallowed it, digested it, and then fed it back. Yeah,
you
did that.
But you
know, you can do the remix of it.
So how do we pray over our enemies that have wronged us? Same kind of scenario. I had to walk in the courtroom with the man that murdered my uncle. And when I tell you, because of the relationship, I'm back to Pastor Damien, because of the relationship I have with God, now had that been before, when I walked in there at that time, anger, anxiety, hatred, everything that I could think of, I could just burn you with my eyes. But because of the relationship I have with God, God is so good at when he handles things that it brings peace. God gave me peace. God gave me the understanding that no matter what they say or do, pray for them.
Yeah,
and I pray for my enemies to be strengthened, and wherever they're weak at, Lord, make them stronger, because whatever they're going through has turned them into the person that they are, and work on them harder. But that relationship with God gave me that understanding and that temperament to not to go overboard. And I say, okay, I can pray right now. I can pray for my enemies. Lord, I know she don't like me, but Lord, I'm praying for her because I know she's going through something that has nothing to do with me. So Lord, I want you to touch her, humble her, get into her spirit and help her understand what's going on so she can find her purpose. So her purpose doesn't have anything to do with my purpose what I'm doing. So yes, I can pray for my, it wasn't easy because you know we can, Lord bless her.
In this flesh.
Jesus, take the wheel. Because they're gonna be the paramedics and the police, but not because God is definitely taking a hold on that. And when I tell you, he give you a front row seat, he will give you a front row seat of what he did versus what you would do. Because what you would do will put you in jail. But when you let him handle it, he puts you in a peace and paradise that's so much understanding and just pleasant and a bed of flowers. So I can. And it's okay to pray for your enemies. And you may not like it that you feel like you need to, but that's not just for them, it's for you too.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of times when the Lord leads you to pray for those people that have done you wrong, it is for them. It is for them. He trusts you enough. And God is so good because he will give you something. And he trusts you enough that you will pray for them because, to be honest, we don't know what people go through. We don't know what we don't know how they got to the place that they at. A lot of times it be some traumatic stuff that got these people to this place. And can I be honest, who's prayed for them? Who's prayed for them?
Nobody, probably.
Nobody. So when that opportunity comes to the believer, we do it every night. We know if folk don't like us. We know that. But we pray for them because we don't know what they going through. We don't know why you making the decision that you making, you know? But that's not for us. It's for us to put them before the Lord. And whatever he does in their life, he does it. I think everybody needs a chance. Ain't none of us.
But it goes back to the purpose. It goes back to the relationship you have with God. If you got that relationship, God humbles you enough that you can pray for them.
That's it.
Because now you have to understand the why. You don't know what the why is. So before I pass judgment to get mad with you because you don't like me, let me go to my Father in heaven. My Father in heaven said, baby, it's okay. Peace be still. I got this. You don't know what they're doing. They might be at the brink of trying to kill themselves, and the only anger they have is to throw it on you because they don't know how to carry the weight that they have. Yep. That weight is so heavy that they won't give it to God because they want to hold on to it. Because they know they don't.
That's good.
No, they don't. So God tells you, the believer, to be humble. Allow them to be angry. That's their thing. That's not your thing. Because then you grab into that negative energy with them, and then you are right where they are. But when you're a believer, you don't go back that way. You're looking forward and not behind you. You're looking at the future and the paradise and not that mirage and the devil. So now I understand that. Yeah, you mad. I don't know. Maybe now I can think and say, Lord, you know what? She might have had a hard day today. Or Lord, they've been going through something. But before I couldn't do that because I didn't have that relationship with him. Now that I got that relationship, he has taught me to understand the why. Understanding the why gets me to where I can go and deal with you. And even if I'm mad and I know how I used to be, but then I'm naked with God now. When I'm naked with him, I don't care what you say or do because you got something going on. And when I stand before him, I can't stand before him for you. You got to stand before him yourself.
And that goes back to what Pastor Damien said. That was really good. And Sean, you know that was good. But Pastor Damien, the first thing that you have to have is a relationship. You can't do nothing. I mean, you ain't got no power if you ain't got no relationship, because in him we have power. In him we live, we move, we have our very being. It's in Christ that we have all of this. So the first thing you have to do is have a relationship with God.
And Jesus too.
I mean, it doesn't matter what level, just some type of relationship with him. And the more you pray, the better that relationships get. That's like you talking to somebody every single day. If that relationship don't grow, it's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's the foundation.
It's the foundation. It's the foundation.
God and the relationship is the foundation.
Okay, y'all.
A house will not stand without a good foundation.
Why should you pray for people that have done you wrong?
That is real hard. I'm gonna be straight up. That's very hard because what the world has taught today, we're not like how we were yesterday. So we have a different understanding because everybody wants to be their own pastor and their own bishop and their own this and their own
Amen.
That.
Amen.
And sometimes you kind of mess things up a little bit. And now people don't know which way to go. And so to walk up to a total stranger who doesn't know Christ, that is hard. I'm gonna just be straight up.
What if they asked you about prayer? What if they said, man, you know, you talk to them about Christ, and you know, say, man, I'm gonna pray for you. After you leave them, you say, man, I'm gonna pray for you. And they say, well, I don't understand what prayer is. What do you mean? What do you mean you're gonna pray for me? What are you saying, man? Like, what are you saying?
Well, I think that goes back to what we are talking about is everybody's purpose. And like, you know, Brother Kelly said that everybody does have a purpose. You have your purpose with Judah. Sean's might be on the road or whatever situation he's facing. Mine might be at the church. So everybody does have a purpose. And I think you have to first start with we were always taught as the Lord's Prayer. It's people understand it's not the Lord's Prayer. It's a model to pray. Mm-hmm. He said, let me show you how to
pray.
He didn't say this is it. He said, let me show you how to. So we have to start off with that first and teach them how to pray and how to address God. I had some young men that I used to go to and do Bible study on every, I think it was every Tuesday night. And these kids were like very close to borderline prison. So they were given a second chance, some a third, some a fourth. And the things that they would tell me once we got into the dialogue about praying is that they were under the impression that they couldn't pray because they were told they had to pray in like almost like a formality way. And I'm like, nah, you know, you can just be sitting in that seat and just start praying to God quietly within yourself. I said, people pray driving cars, people pray driving trucks, flying planes, walking through the airport. It's, so it's no formality. And they were under the impression that you had to stop and, you know, put on this garment and get on one knee and put your hand in your head. And it wasn't that kind of party.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of threw a lot of people. It still is throwing a lot of people off because they think that's how you have to approach God. But you can't approach him that way in every situation. So, you know, what do? You wait 5 hours till you can get on your knee? Nah, you know, you do it and you do it, you know, right then and right there. So, I mean, that it's still a tough walk. And I think we are the ones we are the examples of how to, let's show people our prayer life and let's show people how we get down with it, you know? And I think one of my models always be, I'll tell you straight out the gate. Yes, I am going to do wrong. I'm not going to tell you, well, maybe I might, I don't know. I'm telling you straight up, yes, I am going to do wrong. So, you know, let's get that out the way first.
No.
So you don't think that I'm this perfect person.
Yeah.
The people think that we're perfect. Like, you know, like Father Kelly said, when it comes to Christians, they think that, you know, people sit back and they wait for you to fall.
Yep.
Yes, they do.
Because I think because we put on the facade that, oh, I'm perfect now because I am in Christ. Nah, bro, I ain't perfect. Just like I said, I can chop you in the throat at any given minute. So it is what it is.
Yeah, what it is.
You push the right button. So it's like, you know, let's. I think once we move that out the way, then we have a better connection to get to the regular folk. I'm going to call them regular folk. And those are the ones who don't know Christ. And even the ones who do know Christ, but they're not that strong in the word. You know, we have to remove some of ourselves. Like the song says, you know, forget about yourself and concentrate on him. Mm-hmm. Well, once we start removing ourselves and get ourselves out the way, then the Lord can do more work in you if you remove yourself out of the way. We sometimes put ourselves in the way and we mess things up a lot of times.
I seen you. We kind of heard you, Toya, say it, you know. So we need for you to say it again, Toya.
My whole thing now is transparency.
Yes.
I noticed that when I talk to people, I can tell that you can see or feel energy when people are not comfortable. But when I expose myself and expose things I've been through, it's so much easier for a person to be open. Now, everybody doesn't have that ability yet. True definition of that. And you can't just really walk up to a stranger because people are scared. People don't know. You could be coming to them to try to rob them, bust them in the head. They don't know what you're coming with. But if I see you in a situation where I can tell that you are distraught, and let me sit down and talk to you. Do you know Christ? Let me tell you about the God I serve. And let me tell you what he's done for me. And let me expose you to what I've been through. And no, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes all the time. I'm probably going to make a mistake as soon as I leave you and go somewhere else. But I'm letting you know that you are not the only one. We need to let our people know that they're not alone. They need that love from us to be able to understand that, yes, I can go to Christ with what I have. And I'll feel comfortable, more comfortable talking to my father than somebody on the street, because they have damaged me so much that I don't even believe that I can go to God with it. But I can. So when it comes to somebody knowing how to pray and trying to encourage them to pray, I tell them what I do. I know I have fallen short. I always fall short. We are a sinful world, but know this, that he hears you. Open your heart, open your mind, and let him lead you, let him guide you. And even though you don't understand, a problem that we have is that people that don't believe is because they are unfamiliar. I don't know what God gonna do, so I ain't gonna follow that part. I'm gonna follow what I know, because I know what I'm gonna do. And that's the problem we have. And when it comes to praying, if you got to be selfless. You can't always pray for yourself. You got to pray for others. And that's God teaching you to humble you, so that those prayers that you're sending out to him, they come back into you. Because if he tell you to go do something, yeah, Lord, I'm in the struggle right now, but I want you to pray and I want you to witness to my people. I'm gonna take care of you. You already know he got me. So I need to get you there. So I want people to be more open and be able to accept me. So I open and be transparent. I am open with what I have going on. I am open to understanding, and I'll listen. I'll give you a little bit of what I got going on, and then that way you'll come to me. And I have people all the time that just talk to me, call me, and want to tell me stuff. And I'm like, God, why are you doing this? He said, because I'm using you. Using you. And you let me use you. Okay, well, let me go ahead and use you.
I say prayer, or getting somebody to pray and hear God. You know, people often say something said. Some told me not to go that way. Some said not to do that. Something told me to do this or do that. That something said is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. So whether or not you are physically praying to God, and sometimes it's just like Toya said during the little break. It's like, oh Lord, please help me get some money. Oh Lord, please. You still praying. When you say those prayers, you're still praying. So I tell people, like I told Mike when he first started praying with us. Okay. When he first started praying with us, just tell God how you feel. Tell God what's in your heart. God says, first of all, he look at your heart anyway, so he know when you ain't real anyway. You know what I'm saying? When you ain't coming to him with your true self anyway. You know, a lot of times in church, they have all these big old good prayers, but is it from their heart? Are they praying from their heart? God looks at the heart. So first of all, I told Mike, I said, pray from your heart. He hears your heart. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you start. Y'all, it was like 1 minute long. Lord, help us, bless us. But now it's longer because he's been praying. He's been working in that prayer thing. So now he know more to say. It's getting better and better. Not saying to me, because it was better when it was 1 minute than it's 30 minutes. But he's been building himself up. And the Bible says, in your most holy faith, building yourself up, praying. God hears your prayers. And it's that relationship he wants anyway. It's that relation. Prayer is intimate relationship with God. That's us telling him that we love him. Telling him that, God, we thank you. Telling him Lord, I know I'm not right, but I need you to forgive me because my heart is working on it. It's a heart postured thing. Prayer is a heart postured thing. Jesus went in the mountains to pray because he loved God. He loved God. That's his father. And that's how we should look at prayer. Is that this is my father. Yeah. The Bible says when your mother, your father forsake you. I know me in life, some things I didn't understand what my parents said. God was my father. I knew I could go to him with anything. Lord, I just cussed that girl out. Please help me. It's us being honest with our father. And I'm telling y'all, because we all miss it. Lord, now I know that wasn't right what I just did, God, but I need you to help me. That's why it's so important that we don't judge. It's so important that we make sure we don't judge our sisters and our brothers, because just like we got our issues, they got theirs. So it should be easy for you to pray for somebody that's because you know what you're dealing with. You know, so I'm sympathetic about others. So we pray for everybody, even those you don't like. Even those that you got a small issue with, you still pray for them. Because sometimes God will show you. And most of the time when you pray, who does God show you?
You.
Yourself.
God Yo. Shows you.
That's it.
Yo.
He say,
I got one request.
Yeah, what?
Let's hear from Mike. Because he's always so quiet. I want to hear from him.
Never say that.
I know.
Side conversation with Music Box. Oh Lord, we talking about prayer. Tell us how you feel about prayer.
How I feel about prayer.
Yeah.
Put it like this: in my generation, we don't pray. Sometimes we don't want to pray. The reason we don't want to pray is because we pray for something, and ask for it. We don't get it. We move on to the next thing. That's why we don't pray.
I'm gone.
But then you have some of us that do pray. And when we do pray, we seek for it, we wait on it, but if we still don't get it in like 2-3 months, we still go to the next thing. So praying in my generation is kind of hard, but then it's also easier for most of us if we do go to church. Some of us don't go to church at all. Some of us don't even watch it online. But you have some that don't do none of that, but still pick up a Bible and read.
Really?
You still got some that don't go to church, that don't pick up the Bible, but they pick up their phone and read scriptures. Or they call their grandma to get wisdom. Or they call their mom, you know, and say, hey, what did pastor talk about? Or they'll call their friend and say, what did pastor talk about? See, when I was growing up,
I wonder what that
my
was
thing
like.
Was, I didn't want to go to church. But when I went to church, what somebody did to me, which was my grandma at the time in the church, she said after the pastor preached, my pastor was Pastor E.W. Hill. She said after she preached, the next day I had to send her an email talking about what the pastor was talking about. That way she'll know if I paid attention to the word. That's how I got into the word, because I was never paying attention. I was going to church for the lady who shouted so loud that a wig fell off.
No.
I went to church because of what people wore in church. I went to church for all the wrong reasons. I'm talking about, I went to church to be entertained. I didn't go to church for the word.
No.
So when I was
going to church for the girls.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even about the girls at the time. It was about
me. Just
the girl. No. It was the girls came outside the church. It didn't matter about the girls. Yeah. What was happening inside the church was amazing to me, because I ain't wanted to be no preacher. I ain't wanted to be no minister. I wanted to be a usher at one point. But then when I seen all the work the ushers did with passing out the fans and people getting upset when women fall out, you got to make sure you go grab the towel in the back, bring it back to them, cover them up so nobody won't see up under their dress. But then you have ones that shout so long, you be like, can you please fall out? Which I know it's bad. See, but you know what I'm saying? But I just went to church for all the wrong reasons.
Are we still talking
about
prayer?
But see, now I'm learning all the right reasons. You know, the more I read the Bible, the more I read about Christ and pray more, I pray on myself to have a better path, to have a better guide. You know, in that matter. But other than
Come on, cousin.
I mean, hey.
Because earlier I asked him the same question. And he said, Adrian, that's not me. That's not my ministry. That's your thing. He said, I put everything together. He get the calls together. He make sure they get out. He do all the other stuff. And for you to have asked him to speak, I know that was totally out of his comfort zone because he cares about what he say. And, you know, sometimes people think that they, because to be honest, what he just said, a lot of people may feel.
And that's why I want to hear.
Be entertained. But that's, he has to get to that place where he's comfortable enough to speak out, you know, said the way that he do right now. Look, I don't know what he feeling on the inside.
Join the church and begin to become consistent at the church and start doing a lot of work and good doing stewardship at the church. From Pastor Bonner, Jimmy Bonner, he's passed away now, but the man really impacted my life. And then as I began to be more consistent at the church, then he pulled me to the back and said, Brother Sean, I want you to start praying at the church. And I was like, what? You mean praying in front of people? He was like, yeah, man, you crazy. And he said, you know, you be doing all that singing in front of all these people. Hey, but you scared, and you scared to pray in front of people. I said, man, I don't know nothing about no prayer. And he said, well, but I can stand in front of people and sing all day. He said, that's your comfort zone. God wants you to operate outside of your comfort zone. But I'm not going to leave you out there like that. I'm going to teach you how to pray. And I said, wow. Okay. And he taught me how to pray. And when I went to pray at church, it was like how you said, 3-4 words, and that was it. And then the more every Sunday I was nervous, I was scared, but God was preparing me. Years later, me and my friends, we got a nonprofit organization, Step Into Your Destiny. We go out, clothe the homeless, feed the homeless. We outside, we set up stuff. And all of us is at the table. I'm in the middle, one person next to me, two more people on the other side. One of the homeless ladies walked up and came to me and said, I love how y'all come out and feed and give us clothes, but I really just need prayer. And she looked at me and said, you the pastor? And I said, why you say that? You the pastor, can you pray for me? I said, I ain't know I could pray for you. A stranger, someone I never knew. Don't even know what she wanted me to pray for. But I just opened my mouth because I know that there was a purpose and an intent, even if she was homeless in her situation. I know that there is a purpose for her, and I pray for her. But her heart was open to receive prayer. So if somebody come to you, even a stranger, their heart has already been conditioned. Already. So even if you don't even know what to pray about, just start praying that God intervene in their life. And this is how, when people come to meet strangers, I know that there's a purpose. You know what I'm saying? And they was off track because I was off track. And then when my heart was conditioned, I went to my pastor for prayer. You know what I'm saying? And I saw the effects of it, you know, and I know prayer works. That's Lord, give me $1 million. If I gave it to you, you would kill yourself. No, I'm only saying no to protect you because I need you to pray for my will. So let me develop character. Yep.
Our Lord, give me them. I want that man. I want that woman, Lord.
Ooh, yep.
Oh, God, no, they bad for you. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We ask God for the wrong stuff. Yep. We ask him.
Yep. That's just like, why pray for something you know you can't handle?
Thank you. Exactly.
But we pray it.
But we pray it.
Every day. God, I thank you, Lord.
God will protect you.
Bless me with $1 million. I can tell you now, if $1 million hit my account right now,
Ain't no podcasting today.
He'll be buying you something, bro. Your mama. All right. I'll be like, Mike, let's save. No, he be wanting to buy it.
Out of them. We got $900,000 left.
But God
you know what I'm saying?
And he knows.
He knows.
He's all knowing.
He does. The Bible says
he know our thoughts are far off. So God is like, you asking me for something that I know you're not ready for. I can't give it to you. But then we want to give up on God when we don't get what we want. Earlier I was talking about Judah. Now every day I thank God for what he is doing in his life. I'm not rushing God on nothing. I'll pray for another 20 years. It don't matter to me. But what I do know is I believe that God is a healer. And I know that Judah's healing may not be according to what I think healed is. So I just asked God to show me his will for his life. I began to ask God to show me his will for his life. Show me what you, why you have him here, so I can help cultivate every gift that he has. You know, this boy got a song out. Can't understand nothing. I'm telling you, people have sent me texts to my BB. Yeah, BB. Whatever it is. So I just think that if we just ask God, like they said throughout the podcast, that his will.
Yep,
his will. His will to be done in our lives. Yep. I think that'll cut out a lot of the disappointment that we get.
Yeah.
Don't get what we want. What we want from God. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
And let me say this also, because God is amazing that listen, I'm eating. I love hamburgers, cheeseburgers, pig feet, hog moths, lobsters, all that stuff. That's unhealthy eating, right? Mm-hmm. But if I want a healthy eating because I'm making myself sick, and I pray to God, Lord, please help me eat right. I lack the knowledge to eat healthy, and I need the power to become healthy. Then God will send somebody, a human, that would obey him to fulfill his will, because God, see, I want to preserve my body to fulfill his will. He will send somebody and say, hey, don't you know pineapples is good for you because it got certain antioxidants and all that? Hey, did you know such and such and such? You know, you don't have to eat meat all day. How about fasting from meat? How about eating a boiled egg and oatmeal? A healthier lifestyle. Now I've gained power to preserve my body. This is what I prayed for. Sometimes when we pray for something, God will send somebody with the knowledge to you acquire the prayer. Because there are principles that God has lined up. And if you obey the principles, then these things that you need will just fall in play. You understand what I'm saying?
And when you pray, when those people come into your life and you pray, you got to recognize that it's God that sent them.
That discernment. You got to pray for discernment to recognize. Yeah, you got to. Yep. You sure right.
Thank y'all for joining in the HBCU
yes, podcast.
Hey. What's up with that prayer life? And y'all, we pray that this podcast bless your hearts. And we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Love y'all. All right now.
Love y'all.
Hey, we'll see you later. This is the Asian Music Box podcast show. Back then, they ain't want me. Now,
what?
They all
long.
Now, yes.
We have the winner of the Gospel Choice Music Awards, Christian Contemporary Artist of the Year. And I need y'all to go and listen to this album.
Yeah, go and listen to this album.
When you're going through. And also, y'all, we have a new album that's coming out. And I didn't want to tell what it's really about, but I'm going to tell you it's a praise and worship album. We just don't do Christian hip-hop music. We do everything.
Everything.
Everything. So, y'all listen out for this new music that's coming out really, really soon. And
when y'all can always go to YouTube, y'all can go to Spotify, y'all can go to anywhere, any platform, any music platform to find our music. You can actually go to our website at www.adrian-musicbox.com.
Right, y'all. We'll see you later.
See you later.
Listen to that music. Go listen to that music. Listen to that music.